Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Diving right back into it. Friday's going fast. Peter Jackson also did Kong for my buddy Robert. Like the movie. Peter Jackson, hell of a director. Have you ever watched any of the Lord of the Rings, by
no.
the way? What? You say
no.
that so scummish.
No, it's not my thing.
Okay.
I'm not a movie person. I don't watch a lot of that stuff. So you could say, name movie here. Have I seen? No.
Ew. Terminator 2?
Oh, that was years ago, though.
But it's sci-fi.
Yeah, but that was, like, big back in the day, you know? Like, but Lord of the Rings, I mean, it's not...
Hot take? I think Terminator 2 is the greatest movie ever made.
Really?
Whoa. Stands up. Have you not seen these Tesla robots? We're all screwed when those things get together. They exist. They have dog robots that, like, jump.
Yeah, it's so weird.
You thought Skynet was fake. Skynet's real, dude. Like magnets and field goal posts that people believe? Yeah. That's fine.
People believe that.
As a human race, robots. They're coming.
The Night Robot's a pretty good movie, too, if you're going to.
Is it? No.
It's all right. I mean, it's scary.
Is that a Pixar movie?
No, it's a Will Smith movie.
No, Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith. Is he still slapping people?
Well, I'll talk about people's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I were to badmouth Jen, you'd come over this table and smack me across the face.
Probably.
Or you'd be like, totally agree, Dusty.
Great point.
Depends on what it is. Yeah, true. Yeah. Either way, tread lightly.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings, man, you got to get into that. Like, you got a big snow day coming up, and a Chiefs game is going to be 35-0, man.
I know. That's a great day.
Opportunity.
Yeah. Nah. So you didn't watch Avatar?
No.
Gosh.
Avatar. No.
I know,
wow.
Dude. See, this is where we can do it to Bob.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You haven't seen Lord of the Rings? I haven't seen Avatar?
Midnight premiere at Avatar,
did you watch
man.
Wall-E?
Nope.
Oh, Wall-E's great.
Wall-E's really good.
Eva. Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, I love I'd be on my phone 5 minutes in going, something what? Else I got to do.
You'd love it because of what they portray society as.
Oh, really? And yeah. Wall-E? Uh-huh. What do they portray society as?
Bunch of fat loads.
Yeah.
That wear VR and they go around on like little chairs that get them everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what we're headed for? Please tell me no.
You want to go for a walk down downtown Lee Summit?
No.
We'll just pop into different restaurants and he's here again. That's great. Golly, I can't believe you haven't seen Avatar.
I'm not a movie guy. It's not.
But you are. You're just.
I'm not though. Like
you've
I'm
seen
not.
Every sports movie, but you won't watch a Lord of the Rings.
I don't know that.
So
I've seen
So I shouldn't even
every...
ask if you've seen The Hobbit.
No.
Okay.
No. Just fire movies. I'll tell you yes or no.
I don't want to do that. Nobody wants that. But we can fire our, we can fire, oh yeah, Sir Peter Jackson. I'm sorry, he got knighted.
Oh, he got knighted.
And then they put hashtag thanks coach. I appreciate the text line. Good vibes on a Friday.
That's awesome.
No, yeah, it's, cover two, we'll do it. But I mean, It's what we do every Friday. We talk about what we're going to cover this weekend. Obviously, everybody's going to be covered in snow.
Mm-hmm.
Are your kids still doing the snowman thing? Like, will they go out there and do that?
Probably not, but they might. I mean, we haven't had snow in years.
Because I got in trouble doing this. I did a snowman one time, but I put the carrots and the coal on the other end.
Right.
And everyone got mad at me. And I said, like, the neighborhood.
Oh.
And they're like, why do you have it there? That's inappropriate. I said, no, he's doing a headstand.
Yeah. Speaking of that, did we ever get a follow up on the truck?
Oh, it's gone.
It is.
I think he listened.
He did. Good.
Okay. I don't know what he's
was
doing.
Was it gone the next?
Gone. Haven't seen it since.
Haven't seen it since.
Oh, good. Microphone, right. More impactful than a grenade.
No doubt.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Like, that thing, I think he heard it.
He heard it, or somebody on the police force maybe heard it, went over there, or somebody else. You know, like,
yeah, I haven't seen that semi since. By the way, backstory, fellas that are here with us today. A guy that lived across the street from me was driving a semi, the like actual semi with the trailer on it and everything, and was leaving it running overnight. So all night I just heard you can hear it. Mm-hmm. I'm not grouchy yet. I'm 37, but I'm not
close.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, but no, I mean, if somebody's running a semi outside, you have every right to be grouchy in that situation.
Haven't seen it since.
No, that's good. That's
so
good. No, I don't know if we're gonna. I don't know if there'll be a snowman or a snowball fight or whatever the case may be. I'm sure they'll want to go, you know, find a hill somewhere for 5 minutes. But
you never seen Star Wars movies?
I have and they're not the new ones.
God, Rogue One is so good.
It's just not my thing.
Is that the last one? Because I haven't seen, I think I saw Rogue One.
Rogue One's the one that leads into Episode 4.
I think I like Star Wars more as a child than now.
I think you'd appreciate it more now than you did as a kid.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Neither. But if I had to choose, it's Star Wars.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never seen anything Star Trek related.
If you want to do something really fun, and then we'll get into the cover too, I promise, watch Family Guy's rendition of Star Wars.
Okay.
Because like at one point the guy's like, Luke, you have a sister. I have a sister. Who is it? And they're like, the only other girl in the galaxy. There's no other women. And he kisses her. Weird.
I mean, there used to be this Finn's Waldo bar that we would call the Star Wars bar back in the day, because you'd walk into that thing, you're like, oh my God, this is the bar from Star Wars.
Something dark side.
It was weird place. Like when Bobby's used to shut down, all right, go over to Waldo. Oh my God.
I mean, Solo gives the coldest line in any movie. When Leia says, and he's getting ready to be frozen, she's like, I love you. And he just goes, I know.
Yeah.
Frozen, dude. But the way Peter Griffin does it, his face in the other way and his ass is just out.
Oh, that's good. See, that's funny.
See, you would enjoy it. I think it's called like Blue Harvest, something, 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 Dark Side. And there's another one. They're all great.
Okay.
They're funny.
All right. I would watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you need to watch Rogue One. It's fantastic. Like, it's the way it ends. You'll be like, all right, let's start the franchise. Let's go.
All right.
Because, I mean, that's what I did during the pandemic. I watched all the Avengers in order. I watched all the Star Wars in order. And I watched nothing but that. That's what I did.
I watched Carry On. That was a big step forward for me.
Here we go.
I'm getting mixed reviews about that.
What did you think, Mac?
I loved it.
He's biased. Yeah. He loves Jason Bateman.
Okay.
He's his favorite actor.
All right. But did you like the movie?
I thought the plot was good. I thought it was good. It was captivating, had a couple nice twists. Like, it wasn't life-changing, but it was good. I'll watch it again.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I'd watch that again.
Okay.
Not even, like, during Christmas time. Honestly.
Someone says, I bet Bob's seen the original Iron Man.
Nope.
All right, let's get into the cover, too. Bob, you have to go first this time.
I do?
Yeah, because you made us go first last time.
All right. All right. Well, this week, what we're watching is a couple of different things. I think the AFC North doubleheader on Saturday is going to be really good. I know we're starting Bailey Zappi, right?
By the way, for those of you that don't get the background story of Bailey Zappi, we had a meeting that was like the first meeting of the new year last year. And we always do these meetings in 15 minutes. And at the very end of the meeting, Speck, our boss, goes, does anybody have any important questions to ask? And Jay Binkley, God bless his heart, goes, let me tell you something here. Did you see the Chiefs just signed Bailey Zappi? Everybody stood up in unison and walked out.
Yeah, it was the most awesome. Unbelievable ending to a meeting.
I've never seen it. I mean, I've seen people fart in a room and not leave quicker.
I know. Yeah, but he thought that was a big deal. Does anybody have anything to add to this meeting? We're getting ready to wrap. Chiefs.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but Bailey Zappi just got signed by the Chiefs. Spec.
That's
okay.
Right. All right. Thank you very much. But he's going to start this weekend, and I don't know how much I'd be paying attention to Cleveland. Bailey Zappi wasn't playing, you know, in this game, but he's the 40th guy to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since they came back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
40 players have played quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. Can you name all 40? I bet you probably could if you started to go through the list. But, I mean, how many played quarterback for the Chiefs in that time frame? I mean, 10? You know, like, so, like, it's ridiculous to see this is the 40th guy to play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. That's insane. It's Bailey Zappe. So,
and I think how many years? Since 99?
Since 1999.
It's almost 2 a year.
Tim Couch. Right. Brady Quinn.
I mean, like, everybody's going through trying to name everyone.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
DTR.
Brandon Whedon.
Yeah.
Whedon, that's a good one.
Whedon was like the original Bo Nix.
Yeah.
He was 27 as a rookie.
That's right, he was.
Got drafted by the Yankees.
Yep, Oklahoma State kid, yeah. If you could name all 40 of those quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns, like, who do you think the most random one is going to be?
I mean, he just pulled one. I mean, that's a...
Whedon's weird.
Whedon's Whedon, a pretty weed one.
Yeah, that is Whedon. That was down in the weeds. But like
Johnny Manziel.
Manziel.
Where's that for you, Mac? That's your guy.
That's a good one.
That's your man crush every day. Think that guy ever partied?
Saw him play the Chiefs at Airhead.
You think it snows in that guy's neighborhood every week?
He's on the slopes.
Deshaun Watson played there for the Cleveland Browns.
Watson, yes!
I don't like that guy.
Nobody does, except the Browns owner, I guess. Name all 40. We'll give you a prize. So I'm going to be watching that one. And then, of course, Minnesota-Detroit. What a great way to finish out the regular season, right? Game 272.
Going to look like Minnesota outside.
I mean, yeah. But what a great way to end the regular season with those two teams playing for everything. I mean, let's call it what it is. It's win the number one seed and get a bye, or you're the fifth seed in the playoffs. Everything is on the line in this one. I can't wait for Sunday Night Football.
I mean, it's like, it's a playoff game. That's what it is. We don't have many win and ins sort of situations.
It's just a massive, there's just so much on it. I mean, the one seed, that's what it is.
It's night and day different, guys. It really is. In this day and age in the NFL, having that bye week is everything.
I think it's the one seed, and I know you think if Dan Campbell wins, Dusty, that Andy Reid, if he beats the Broncos, he'll win Coach of the Year. But to me, I think whoever wins this game probably wins Coach of the Year.
So I think it's my script.
Do you think who wins?
Oh, is that part of it?
Do you think who wins this game wins the NFC?
No, I think Philadelphia wins it.
Okay,
I think we have Chiefs Philly Super Bowl rematch.
If I told you who I thought would win the NFC right now, I would be lying.
See,
I
think it's
gonna
be Vikings Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl IV rematch in New Orleans again. Let's go.
Yeah, you could tell me Vikings, Packers, Lions, or Eagles. I'd be like, okay.
I'm not buying Packers on that one.
I get that. I think I'm the only one.
Yeah, but I would definitely say Lions, Vikings, and Eagles are the top three teams. Obviously.
Oh my.
Well, Dusty,
hot take.
I kind of led you into yours then.
Cover one of the two, the weather. Sorry. I haven't stopped watching it. I'm watching every, like, I texted Carly Ritter last night. I said, are we going to get 80 inches of snow? LOL, no, but it's tracking to be a massive storm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a meteorologist telling me straight up. Like,
but what is massive? Because Bender's telling everybody at the J, like 6 to 9 inches. So all the old guys at the J are like, well, Bender's upstairs saying.
Is Bender's hair still nice when he works out?
It's unbelievable when he works out. It's the best hair out there. And so he's saying like 6 to 9 inches. So I'm going to go with Nick Bender.
I think you just went from 6 to midnight talking about Nick Bender. Anyways, no, the weather is what I'm going to watch. Man, I do love it. I'm like a damn dog on the edge of the couch when it starts snowing potato flakes. I'm like, this is awesome. And then it starts to add up. I'm like, this is starting to suck.
It's scary.
Like, I'm not in high school anymore. Like,
yeah,
we don't get canceled.
Snow is great when you're a kid.
Yeah, I'll be on the couch Sunday afternoon here because I have to do the show Monday and I don't get snowed out in Lee Summit. That's the boss's wishes.
Not a chance.
No, I already have the superiority of the guy who's doing it for 15 years to let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
The other one I'm watching is not necessarily the game itself, but I'm watching Dan Campbell versus Kevin O'Connell. This is a game where I'm not necessarily watching the team versus the team, where it's Sam Darnold versus Jared Goff, where it's Jahmyr Gibbs versus Justin Jefferson, Amon-Ra St. Brown. A lot of fun on this field. A lot of guys that we already see a lot of that happen. But what I'm watching is Kevin O'Connell versus Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, in back-to-back years in the playoffs, has gambled and lost. Dan Campbell has gambled a lot in the regular season and won. This is a game where if it comes down to it, Dan Campbell doesn't shy away. He's going to put that chaw on that bottom lip. He's going to spit it. He's going to get aggressive. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. He lives and dies by the sword. Kevin O'Connell, very cool, very good-looking, sly guy. He's done it all year with Sam Darnold. This is a massive game for two guys that really, really need this one seed. They both play in domes. They both don't want to go outside and play football. I know if they win this, whoever loses this game is going to go to the Rams and play dome, whatever. But this is a game where I think it is so important to see how they coach this game. Is he going to let Sam Darnold go out? Is he going to let Sam Darnold go out there and let it hang? Is Jared Goff going to be that guy we've seen all year that can go out there and throw five dimes to whoever he wants? It's a beat-up defense for Detroit. It's a powerful offense for Minnesota. There's a lot on the line. Coach v. coach in this one, not roster v. roster. That's what I'm looking at, because I do think if Dan Campbell wins this game, Andy Reid wins head coach of the year.
Well, I also think,
if
though,
they beat Denver.
This is big for Sam Darnold as well. Each win that he has from here on out increases his salary.
If
next
I'm Minnesota,
year, like,
I trade J.J. McCarthy. He's an unknown. Sam Darnold's a known.
I don't disagree with you. I'm thinking it from the other perspective. Mm-hmm. If you're another team, are you willing to trade for J.J.
McCarthy? So this is why this works.
Or do you just draft somebody?
This is why J.J. McCarthy doesn't work in Minnesota. He's unknown. You don't need to worry about it. You don't know what he can do. If he goes and does something great, that's great. We have Sam Darnold.
And you listen to After Hours? This is great.
Yeah. So why? And if he goes to another team, right? If he goes to another team, the unknown is the best part. Because if he is known, they're going to be like, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with that guy. But since he's unknown, they get him with a blank resume, whereas like Minnesota's okay letting him go because they don't know. And but they do know what they have in Sam Darnold and Kevin O'Connell.
The flip side is, though, you've got a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract with a head coach who has made two stiffs in 2 years look really, really good.
But you don't necessarily have to pay Sam Darnold $50 million a year.
Well, I mean, I would imagine Sam Darnold's going to hit that free. If I'm Sam Darnold, I am not signing anything early with the Minnesota Vikings. I am hitting the free agent market, and I'm letting the offers come in because teams will offer stupid money for Sam Darnold. And so if I'm the Vikings front office, I look at Kevin O'Connell and go, I'm sorry, man. You're your own worst enemy. You made, what's his name in Atlanta? Kirk Cousins looked really good.
You
made Sam Darnold, who saw ghosts and was written off, look really, really good.
So then keep it together.
Hate to do this to you, but this is a salary cap world. We got a quarterback on a rookie contract. You've proven that you can be a really good head coach. Go win with a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, because that's when teams usually take care of business.
Who'd have thought,
right,
on January 3rd, 2025, we'd be saying that Sam Darnold's going to get paid more money than Brock Purdy?
Yeah, man.
No, Brock Purdy, I wouldn't pay a dime to. I've been consistent with that for 2 years. I'm just not a believer in Brock Purdy. Sam Darnold has shown he can flat out play.
How many Super Bowls has he been to?
Sam Darnold? Mm-hmm. None.
How many Brock Purdy been to? One. Sam Darnold has been to one.
Oh, as a backup.
He was on the Niners.
Oh, yep. That's right. Yeah.
Thanks, coach.
Yeah, thanks, coach. One apiece.
Definitely a thanks, coach.
Sorry.
Did he start, though?
No, he should have. And I said that last year. I said if he started last year, they would be better off than Brock Purdy. I was the only guy on the Sam Darnold train. And I said last
night. You were calling Coward.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know about Coward. But I said last night, that was my take last night pretty much, Dusty, is the potential of J.J. is going to sell. You know, you haven't even seen him. You can just ride that potential. And this quarterback class we've talked about not being great. Next quarterback class, not a lot of hopes. I think you have to trade.
He's won a national title.
Yeah, strike while the iron's hot. You got to trade J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know that I'm a believer in J.J. McCarthy, though.
But you don't have anything to believe in. That's the best part.
No, but you have college, you know.
Won a national title.
I don't know. There's just something just doesn't feel right about
that.
Him.
That's fine.
And I don't know what that is. I get kind of Josh Rosen vibes from him.
Okay.
Well,
you just got to convince the Raiders, the Titans, and one of these teams. Hey, you liked him last year. You thought about drafting him, having this year for a high second round pick.
Then if you're going to draft J.J. or trade for J.J. McCarthy as an organization, you would better have the right head coach in place. You would have somebody in place.
No question.
That is a real, legit, veteran head coach that understands how to work a rookie quarterback in. Because if you, let's say the Raiders, you fire Antonio Pierce and bring in some rando that's never done it before and J.J. McCarthy, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Absolutely, especially with a raw prospect like J.J. McCarthy. Not the worst problem to have for Minnesota, but some big decisions to be made.
Yeah, good problem.
From one young quarterback to an old one, Peter Baelish. Against the Dolphins. Could
future
be
future Raider. Future Raider.
Dude, gosh, if that happens. Why would Tom Brady bring in Rodgers? Who knows? Oh, that's $20. Yeah. Damn it. Feels like maybe the last game of his career, or unless he goes to Las Vegas. And it isn't completely devoid of meaning. He kind of has something to play for. He can play spoiler to Miami. So I'm watching that. Last Jets game has been, what, another nightmare for the New York Jets season. So I'm sure they're ready for it to end. And then Panthers at Falcons. Been a fun last 2 months with Bryce Young. The Falcons, they have to win this game in order to try and make the playoffs. They need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to lose to the Saints.
Tampa's playing Saints, though.
Yeah, so probably not going to happen. But still, Bryce Young, another game at Atlanta, can play spoiler in a game that he doesn't know if it's going to mean a lot or mean a little. He's going to have to go out there and act like it's a playoff game. So, yeah, I'd have that. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the game that we're all going to be watching, though, as you mentioned, though, it's Sunday night, man.
Yeah. And then Monday morning, we're all going to wake up in a snowstorm here, and like six dudes are going to get their walking papers on Monday, right?
Yes.
And so six teams, roughly, I think there's probably about eight, you know, is what happens in the NFL roughly every year, are going to have the opportunity to then make their next bad hire.
Yeah, who's getting fired on Monday?
Whew.
What, Doug Peterson?
I saw something yesterday that said no.
Okay. Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, I think it was Graziano that said something on ESPN yesterday that goes, no, he's walking around too confident.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I would too if I've scammed like three different NFL franchises.
Hey, he is a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, Belichick's biggest fumble of his entire career. I mean, you let Nick Foles beat you and play the Statue of Liberty or the Philly Special or whatever it was
worked,
called.
Right?
I guess.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, he's going to be able to live off that apparently for another year. I think if he loses this next week, it'll be four wins in the last 25 games.
I'm not saying I would keep the guy around.
I get what you're saying.
You know, I do like Nate Taylor's take from yesterday. Like, if Tomlin goes into the playoffs and loses convincingly, there is a lot of talk in Pittsburgh.
Good. Go fire him and find somebody better. I'll tell Pittsburgh right now, be careful what you wish for. That's one of those where, like, Andy Reid in Philadelphia, right?
But how did you feel about the Marty years? Like, you got all these 14, 12-win teams, and then all of a sudden you get bounced in the playoffs right away.
Yeah, but I feel Tomlin's a better coach than Marty ever was.
I mean, did it longer, probably, I think?
Never had a losing season. Won a Super Bowl. Marty, I mean, Marty would be great, bad, you know, Tomlin consistently good all these years. I know Tomlin's a much better coach than Marty. Marty's not a Hall of Fame coach. Tomlin is.
8-11 in the playoffs is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
And I think, what, hasn't won a playoff game since like 06?
No, 17, no. I think.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they lost in the AFC Championship game. That's a Jesse James touchdown. That should have been a touchdown against the Patriots.
Jesse James, that old tight end. Mm-hmm. Gosh. He was a Cowboy, too.
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, if Pittsburgh wants to fire Mike Tomlin, go for it.
He'll be hired day one.
There is, speaking of head coaching, there is a former coach in a NFL facility today.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mike Vrabel's in the Meadowlands.
Interviewing with the Jets.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they interviewed Ron Rivera yesterday.
Yeah, wow, I saw that.
They've interviewed every former head coach that is still alive, except for Herm Edwards, who said he was not interested in the job.
He's already done it. I don't know why
I'm saying
go back.
Every former Jets head coach is interviewing for this job.
Wow.
Rex Ryan's interviewing for this job. Herm Edwards says, I'm not interested in going to that franchise. They're literally interviewing everybody that's ever been a head coach in their franchise.
I do think Vrabel's style does work in New York.
I think it works great.
If they
in New
move
York.
Away from Littlefinger.
Yeah.
They have to.
Which they will. I mean, he's talked this. He knows it's over.
Well, everybody
there.
Wants out. Like Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, they're like, don't come here.
Why would you want to be in there at that point? Like, the Jets need to blow everything up.
If I'm the Jets, I go get J.J. McCarthy and Mike Vrabel. And I see what we can do.
Beautiful.
Who's going to be your offensive guy that's going to, you know, shepherd him in? Because I like Vrabel as a head coach, but he still needs a legit offensive coach with him.
Sure. I mean,
because that's not Vrabel. Vrabel's great, I believe, anyway, and you can speak differently because you lived it, but I look at Vrabel as like a program builder, a leader.
Culture
guy.
You need that in New York.
Culture guy, yeah. But you also need them to have an offensive coordinator that's going to usher this kid into the NFL because that's not Vrabel.
No, it's not. I agree with that.
You can get Eric Bieniemy. What do you think? He's available.
I am too.
I think that's where, like, when I know we only have a couple more minutes till we have to get out of here for this break, but like, that's where I don't think Vrabel works in Chicago, but I think he would work in New York.
Boy, I could love him in Chicago too. I think he fits the culture in Chicago.
I don't.
But I think he needs, if you're going to be with a young quarterback, you've got to have the right offensive guy. Who that is, I don't know.
I mean, Joe Brady gets a lot of looks.
But is Joe Brady a head coach? Like, if you're going to tell me Mike Vrabel is going to bring Joe Brady with him, I'm in on that. I don't know if Joe Brady. Like, this Ben Johnson, I was reading about this guy yesterday in Detroit.
Yeah.
He's, like failing miserably in interviews, apparently.
Really?
That's what I read yesterday. Wow. Like, failing miserably in interviews to be the head coach.
Well, Drew Lock failed miserably in interviews, and look at him. He's a stud. Look what he did for the New York Giants.
Exactly the example.
Great example. I mean, just made Malik Nabers look like Malik Nabers. You know?
So if he's failing miserably in interviews,
Yikes.
That's why, like, you don't hire coaches based on plays they call. You've got to hire coaches based on who's going to be a culture change that you need. And every team that's hiring a head coach is going to need a culture change. They need a whole cleansing of that organization.
This is a fun little text that maybe you'll hate. How many of... So, like, you two here love KU. How many of when Roy Williams won his first title in UNC were those Matt Doherty's kids? All of them, right? Rashad McCants, I think, was on that team. May, all those guys were on the team. They were all Doherty's kids.
Because didn't Roy win it the first year he left KU, right?
That's right.
I thought so, yeah.
That's right. And then you look at that and you're like, okay, were these Roy's kids? So like in Pittsburgh, after Tomlin left, Cowher left, how much of that system was his and not Tomlin's?
I mean, a third of your team changes over every year, so roughly 20 players every year are changing over.
Same quarterback, same running back.
He sustained that success, though. I mean, he's never had a down year. And so you can say what you want about the playoffs, which I don't disagree with, but you're not going to find a better head coach right now, in my opinion, that would be available than Mike Tomlin. And if Mike Tomlin got fired in Pittsburgh, the Giants would hire him that day, just like Andy Reid in Philadelphia. There will be jets parked outside of the airport in Pittsburgh with teams on them waiting to bring Mike Tomlin to their team.
Does Indy fire their coach?
That's an interesting one. I heard that could happen too now.
I read a report this morning that they're leaning not. I don't know. We'll
I've just heard happens. That if he gets fired, like you say, Mike Tomlin, his phone will ring within 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody, come over here.
The Indy coach you think
Steichen?
Will be?
Shane Steichen. I'd keep Shane Steichen, personally, but... For what he did last year with Gardner Minshew and company, you know, after Anthony Richardson's hurt, they somehow win 8 games. The offense looks good. You see what Minshew looked like in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He can elevate players.
I don't think there's going to be as many firings as we always think, right? You've already got three that are open. You got New Orleans, you got the Jets, and then who's the third?
Oh, Chicago.
Chicago, right? So those three are open. Which other one are you 100% sure is going to pop? I would have said Jacksonville 24 hours ago, but then after reading about like...
Okay. Vegas, that would be the one because they fired all of his pieces.
Yeah.
It's rare that happens.
And especially with Brady there, that's interesting. You see if he tries to bring back Josh McDaniels. God, I hope he does.
From the 6-2-0, Mike Tomlin won 2 Super Bowls and went to another. He did not. He won one and won one as an assistant coach. That'd be like giving Andy Reid credit for being the coordinator in Green Bay.
You don't get credit as an assistant.
No, he only won one Super Bowl, so I don't want to hear it. Like Tomlin's overrated. 8-10 in the postseason. But again, his career record, 191-116-2.
If they play
He's almost 100 games over 500. It's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. If they play Houston in the first round, he does need to win that game. He will get torched if he does not.
Absolutely, as he should.
But Houston, Pittsburgh has been pissed at Mike Tomlin for years now, which is like
he doesn't win in the playoffs.
It drives me up a wall because go ahead, fire Mike Tomlin. You've been blessed to have 3 head coaches. In the history of your franchise.
History.
And if you want your 4th, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got one of the 5 best in the league. And if you're going to fire Mike Tomlin, you better have somebody better than Mike Tomlin. That's what I say all the time when people want, fire this guy. Who do you have that is in line that you know is going to be better? Especially with a guy like Mike Tomlin. And then Philadelphia, firing Andy Reid and hiring Chip Kelly.
Mm-hmm. But that was a time that where the teams needed to go, they needed a separation.
They did. And maybe
Philadelphia
maybe it's that
won
point,
a Super Bowl and Kansas City's now the best team in the NFL's history.
And maybe it's that time in Pittsburgh and Tomlin will go on and be Andy Reid 2.0 with somebody else, you know?
Yeah, let him go to like, I don't know, Cleveland turn it around in the same division.
He would.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy 2. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy 2 get 4 free when you buy 6. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.